Time to check in again with the world's Carolyn Beeler. She's been sailing for the last 6 weeks on a research ship traveling to Antarctica's massive Thwaites Glacier. It's part of a 5-year international effort to figure out how climate change might be affecting the glacier and what that might mean for global sea level rise over the next 100 years or so. Carolyn, where are you now?
We are off of some ice shelves to the north of Thwaites Glacier, but until recently we were looking at Pine Island Glacier, which is the sister to Thwaites, part of this giant West Antarctic ice sheet. And for the past several days, there's been a lot of sediment coring going on, so dropping a big metal tube down into the seafloor to pull up sediment that is sort of a historical record of what's happened here in the past. So that's what we've been doing on the science side of things. But on the R&R side of things, the great 2019 Nathaniel B. Palmer ping pong tournament finally just wrapped up.
All right, a ping pong tournament. I remember a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned that the ship had to turn around for a medical emergency. You lost a week of sailing and people on board were going kind of stir crazy. Is this ping pong tournament a result of the stir craziness?
Yeah, so it started when we were doing that transit, and the final kept getting postponed because we got into the period where scientists were actually really busy working, so there actually was a lot of anticipation building for this final. So one day last week after dinner, we all tramped down to the cargo hold where the ping pong table is, and the finalists came out in national dress, so one of the marine technicians had the letters USA taped onto the back of his jacket, and then a Swedish student had a Swedish flag clipped to the back of his headband. The Swedish student ended up winning best 2 out of 3, and he got the goodie bag that we all contributed to, which had chocolates with labels in a variety of languages, a carbonated lemonade — there's nothing fizzy on this ship, so that was in high demand — a Ziploc baggie with about $10 of Norwegian currency, which is a bit strange because there are no Norwegians on the ship, and then a pocket knife. So it might all sound silly, but, you know, there's not a lot to do by way of entertainment, so it's fun to see what people come up with.
So we've got a champion in the ping pong tournament aboard the Nathaniel B. Palmer. I want you to talk about something else, though, Carolyn, today, and that's the ice. There's a slow return of sea ice that melted over the southern summer down there, which is coming to an end now.
Yeah, it's funny because we have this occasional entertainment like a ping pong tournament, but really what people do most of all when they have any free time is go up to the bridge of the ship and just watch what's going on out the windows. And I've become totally obsessed with the formation of sea ice down here as it turns toward winter, watching it start as these darker streaks on the top of the water and then form into this cloudy film and then eventually a brittle, thin sheet of ice that sounds like this when it scrapes against the hull of the ship. So I asked a marine technician on the Palmer named Joey Patterson to give me a sort of lesson in the different kinds of ice here, how they form. She's on her 9th Antarctic voyage, so she's seen this all before. From the bridge, we climb up 3 ladders to the ship's lookout point, which is something like 80 feet above the water. Okay.
All right.
360 views. We're in a tiny enclosed tower, about twice the span of Joey's arms. The sea is choppy and gray with these dark streaks running toward us. They're made up of tiny ice crystals with the delightful name of frazzle. And when enough of them form to create these streaks, Joey says they're called grease ice.
It looks like grease or oil has been spilled across the top of the water. Like, the chop is down and there's no white caps, and you can just barely see the swell of the ocean underneath.
Okay, so the next stage is, I think, my favorite word. Sugar.
Sugar. So, yeah, I think
sugar forms from grease ice, and there are patches of it growing to our left and right. It's grayish, whitish, like sugar that got thrown into water and didn't dissolve. It flattens out the waves even more than grease ice, so the sea gently undulates underneath it. Inside those hazy gray patches of sugar, we can see tiny round disks of solid ice starting to form. Joey says that's the next step, pancake ice.
As it gets colder and colder, the water is trying to freeze into a sheet, but there's movement, so it's breaking that sheet apart. And you get these little chunks of ice that, as they get sort of tossed and blown by the wind and current, it rounds off the edges a little bit.
I love the names.
Yeah, I do too. Like, who came up with these?
They're either like really cool words like frazzle, mm-hmm. or they're perfectly descriptive like grease ice and pancake ice. Like mm-hmm. I can picture that in my head.
Yeah.
It's so good. Okay. So according to Bowditch, that's what's known as the Mariner's Bible by Nathaniel Bowditch.
Any single piece of relatively flat sea ice that is less than 20 meters across is called an ice cake.
Joey says ice cakes grow into ice floes and ice fields, which are still a little flexible.
You can actually see the sea swell moving under the ice field. It's very disorienting because the ground is just like gently rippling underneath you.
Eventually, as the ice gets thicker, it starts to be named by how long it's been around. First year, second year, multi-year. Freezing up can happen fast down here. Ice can grow from nothing to 5 inches thick in just 2 days, and up to 6 feet over its first winter.
It's kind of crazy to think eventually some of those little pancakes are going to become that like massive multi-year ice that we were like working so hard to break through on our way down.
Marine technician Joey Patterson there, speaking with the world's Carolyn Beeler, both on the research ship, the Nathaniel B. Palmer, in the waters just off Antarctica. Carolyn, stick around for another minute, if you would. With that ice starting to reform, is it getting tougher for the ship to maneuver down there?
Well, it's the captain's job to make sure it's not too tough. He is keeping a very close eye on ice imagery sent down specifically for our path where we're going by the National Ice Center. So he's keeping a close eye on that, always looking for what he calls a runway out of the ice or a path. And he also is keeping an eye on weather as far away as Australia, because that can give him a pretty good sense of the kinds of weather patterns that we'll be seeing here in about 10 days' time. So he'll be making the ultimate call about when we have to turn around and head home before the ice starts to form up too much.
That's the world's Carolyn Beeler afloat on the Amundsen Sea off West Antarctica. Carolyn, thanks as always. Stay warm, stay safe.
Thanks, Marco.